At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Out of the gates. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live downtown Las Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino is your spot. Busy, busy 3-hour program on tap. VSiN's NBA betting analyst, Jonathan Von Tobel, coming up in the second hour of today's show. How about this? Andrew, we have a World Series of Poker dealer today, which is going to be outstanding. I can't wait to ask him a zillion questions on this event, Pauly.
Not only that, he deals some of the big cash games on the strip, too. Mm. I mean, yes, a poker dealer, World Series of Poker going on, and I was not aware of all the problems last year. You think five kings in the deck a couple years ago was a big deal. Oh, the fiasco.
And I can't wait to hear what it's like to deal with unruly players.
Uh-huh.
And the abuse that he gets at the table.
Sure.
So that'd be really, really good.
Men are still entering the women's events too.
It's allowed?
if you pay a certain price, yes.
Huh. All right.
Oh God.
Okay, so we do have, you know, usually the NBA does not do this. They put the game on a Thursday night. That way, like, all media can talk about it leading into it, and then they can recap it on Friday morning. They don't really put an NBA finals game on a Friday night. So we're in a unique spot tonight. It is game 4. It is such a massive game. What is it now? Going back, the winner of game 3, when it's tied at 1 apiece, is 82% all time to win the series here.
Yeah.
So you have that going for you. And, you know, the biggest question marks to me, again, I think Steph's going to be okay the way it seems. And again, with Robert Williams?
Yeah. If it was a regular season game, he wouldn't play. So he'll be probably on a minutes restriction. And what can he give you percentage wise? He was great in game 3, but he's always, you know, like a lot of guys, day-to-day and one fluke play from leaving the game. And that all comes down to health with Curry, too. I would say the same thing about Curry. You know, they wrote about it with Williams, but this is a Tuesday night in February in Sacramento. I don't think he's playing. And you got a guy who's 240 pounds, and he lands on his ankle.
Yep.
He also said it was the same amount of pain when he got hurt against Boston in March, and he missed like 12 games. As a result of what happened there. So It's we'll see when you get that adrenaline going. But if he's compromised in any way, and he has been so good in this series, averaging 31 a game and shooting almost 50% from three, if he has an average game, I mean, to me, they're cooked because you just don't have the supporting cast like they used to have. They could really use a guy like Iguodala, but his time has come and go, and he's hurt and doesn't even play.
Well, they could use, I mean, Porter tonight.
Yeah, but he's questionable. He's banged up. Right, sure.
You know, I'll give you another guy. Like, it would be nice for Golden State. It would be nice if Wiggins went out there tonight and gave him, like, 24 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been solid in the series, but if he played exceptional tonight, that would be such a big boost. And I'll tell you, again, they have juiced Curry's player points prop up to 29.5. Now, I hate betting the under on him, and I'll tell you why. It goes back to the play-in game 2 years ago when he was on just a mission scoring, you know, high 30s or 40s every single game. They put up a 36.5 in that playoff game against the Lakers. I'm like, 36.5? That's nuts. I got to bet the under. He never even took a shot for the first 5 minutes of the first quarter. He had 21 points at halftime. Mm-hmm. He hits a three late to go over and scores 37. I'm like, it's tough, but if he's compromised at all tonight, to get to 30 again, where you could see maybe the Celtics are blowing them out again in the fourth quarter, and they're like, Steve Kerr says, get him off the court right now.
Well, what are you going to get out of Clay again? Clay was phenomenal in game three. Poole's been a no-show, other than what happened in game two with some of the fluke threes that he hit. But if you can't play Looney, because you play Looney and Green at the same time, that's three guys, and you only have three guys on the floor that can shoot. Green's been a liability in two of the three games. And then if you can't play Looney, they're just going to bury you down low. And that was a big the big difference in game three. They were plus 26 Boston points in the paint, and they killed them on the glass. Uh-huh. So with the size and the physicality, and also if they're going to call it tight, everything's points to Boston here. And many people think they're the better team to begin with. And now you have some key injuries as well, and Green has given them nothing, absolutely nothing.
I tell you what.
And it's a great job by Boston not even bothering to guard him.
Yeah, no, just here you go. Go ahead and shoot. You can take it all day long. I would rather have Looney on the court than Draymond Green, the way that he's playing. And you're exactly right. It doesn't appear that Boston's more talented. I think they absolutely are. And, this week can tie in a couple of different professional sports bettors. One, Aaron Rennie, who comes on this show and this network all the time, told us during the Eastern Conference Finals, his observation was, guys, it's not close. The talent in the Eastern Conference just dwarfs that of the Western Conference. And we agreed with them. And they're like, yeah, you're absolutely spot on. And then you saw this tweet from Harlebob Vulgaris.
Yep.
Who, you know, for a long, long time was the best NBA bettor in the world. He's now retired from betting, from what he says anyway. And he said, forget about the stats for a minute. The one thing that is absolutely clear in this series, one team is just 10 times more athletic than the other. That's tough to overcome, even when you have a walking one-man top five offense in the league with Steph. He's right. I mean, it's the talent level on Boston, it jumps off the page immediately. And then when the Warriors have to go to their non-Steph minutes and bring in guys off the bench, and when they're not, and it's not Kuminga or Moody, guys that actually look athletic, it's like, yeah, this is not even close with the athleticism.
Good tweet. You saw it in game three. They just would clear out and go to the basket every time they wanted for big stretches in that game.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is the turnovers. I mean, they're 13-2 in the playoffs when they have fewer than 15 turnovers. There it is. They're also, they've won 15 in a row when Tatum has seven or more assists. So the only thing that can stop Boston now, other than a Superman performance by Curry, is Boston. And just, you know, what they did at times in the Miami series in Milwaukee, blowing big leads and silly turnovers against the Heat, and somehow blowing game six at home as a 9-point favorite. The zigzag theory will be popular tonight. Do the opposite of what happened the previous game. And again, it's been a public versus professionals series, too, where the public's been on Golden State and the professionals have been on Boston. It feels like it should just about do it if Boston wins, though. I can't see Golden State coming back down 3-1.
Yeah, that'd be really tough.
Yep.
That scenario, I really can't envision. Points props tonight. Mentioned Curry, 29.5. You were betting Clay under last game. He's 20.5 now. They juiced it up a little bit because of his performance. You want to go under again?
Yeah, no, I do. No, I want to go Poole under. I will stay away from Clay because Poole got benched in the last game. So I'll go under 11.5 with Poole. Don't know what to do with Horford. The total threes are 28.5 now.
I think I'd probably go over that one more time.
Yeah. First quarter. What do you want to do with the first quarter? 54.5. Every first quarter has gone over. And the Warrior third quarter thing again.
Well, and by the way, right now at Bet Rivers, the third quarter line, they have a three-way number on it, Paulie. In the three-way market, Celtics -120, Warriors plus 118, a tie is 17-1. Just the money line through third quarter. Warriors are plus 107 right now before the game tips. They have the Celtics pretty very high with the VIG, minus 136. You could also bet this in play tonight when the game's going on. That's the way that I would prefer to do it. But if you just think by default that the Warriors got to be bet tonight in the third quarter, you can grab that plus money right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to see what's going to happen in the first half. I want to see what the score is. If Golden State's leading 65-50 at halftime, I don't want to bet Golden State third quarter. But if they're down,
right,
if it's a two-point game or if it's an eight-point game, whatever, then I would prefer to look at the Warriors then.
Largest lead unders plus money.
It should be.
Yes, it should.
Did they keep it at 17 and a half?
Yeah, they did. They did. Yep. There's a good house special at Bet Rivers, too. Clay and Steph, both to hit over 4.5 threes is plus 440. That's a nice house special that they always have up there. Tonight is also enormous for the finals MVP. I mean, if Brown plays well again and they win, to me, he's got to be the leader in the clubhouse.
Oh, he should be right now.
Yes, he should. I mean, I don't know if this is liability or whatever it is, but I don't get the Tatum stuff at all. Maybe Big Al can have a big game, too.
Yeah.
Maybe Al gives you 15 and plays solid defense. So
I would not write him off. He's a long shot at this point for sure. But if Brown goes out there and has 25 and he makes an impact immediately like he has a couple of times already, I don't know how this doesn't flip after tonight. If Tatum is who he's been so far in the first three games and Brown's really good, they got to change the favorite. Just have to.
Yes.
You can't keep going with this with Tatum as the favorite.
Yeah, the other thing, that was a awesome atmosphere for the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Those fans were into it. They're loud. They're great sports fans. As Mark Spears tweeted, like them or hate them, it's one of the best, most passionate fan bases and best sports towns in America. He's right about that. I can't believe the Warriors are making a big deal out of the swearing.
They're making a huge mistake.
Come on. What are we doing here? Like kids aren't aware of the F word or what goes on? You just had Golden State fans repeatedly throw garbage at Charles Barkley when he was live on television. And then you got Green saying, well, stay classy with your cursing at me. And then he swears in front of his son in the postgame presser.
Well, and then, you know, people keep receipts. They went back to when LeBron was on the Cavaliers and they were playing in Oakland. And what, you know, that was a big deal because of how the fans were treating LeBron and what they were calling him.
Yeah, the B word.
And Klay Thompson goes, oh, you got to be a man. We hear every word on the court. And now six years later, fast forward.
Oh,
yeah, funny the way that works, right?
Kerr, everyone's
but
doing it.
They're making such a big deal out of it. And I got news for you, Golden State. If you think it was bad in the last game because you're now being about it, you have no idea what you're in store for tonight.
Right.
You're going to get killed by the fans.
Kyrie Irving was giving the fans the finger repeatedly.
Yes.
And telling them, you know, do something, which is unfortunate.
Oh, they're going to be relentless tonight.
You can't handle this. Yeah. Right? It's like Glenn Ross. You think this is abuse? What are you talking about?
I know. It sounds like they're coming up with...
I
know. Remember after game one, it's the first to four. It's not the first to one. And now the fans, oh my God, I can't believe this. If they lose this game tonight, I think that's a wrap for the series. But, I mean, here's the thing about Kerr. Again, they've won a road game in 26 consecutive playoff series.
I know.
So, you have that going tonight as well. And if they don't win it tonight... Well, then they got to come back and win games 5, 6, and 7 in a row to win the series.
Will it be close? Will it be within 7 with 5 minutes left? Will it be within 5 with 5 minutes left?
I mean, I wish I had confidence in saying yes, but I don't.
Hasn't happened. Nope.
The first hour of this program is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. More NBA Finals coming up next. We can all tell by watching that Draymond Green is having a bad series. If ever the numbers back it up, it's with him. Wait until you hear how bad he's been. Next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same-game parlays every game this baseball season. You can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, add a little spice to your game with same-game parlays at BetRivers. Go to the BetRivers Sportsbook app or BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlays today.
You brought up a really good point in the first segment, Paulie. If it's Green and Looney on the court at the same time, you're basically going to have three guys in the court that can score, right? Pretty much it. Draymond Green is giving this team nothing offensively whatsoever, no. And he was his typical menace self in Game 2, where he just got into the heads of the Celtics, and he was causing a ruckus out there on the court. Other than that, it's been a really bad series, and the numbers all back this up. A couple of them to get to. This is from Tom Habistro, who is excellent on the NBA. Green is 5 of 12 on twos, 0 of 7 on threes, 5 of 10 from the free throw line. His 321 true shooting is the lowest for any player with 100-plus minutes in the first three games of the finals since Stathead began tracking in 1984. And here you go. Moments like this, the Celtics just leave him wide open.
Kills the spacing. Yep. No need to guard him. No need.
Nope.
He is 2-1 to make a three tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just go ahead. Whatever you want. Go
How
ahead.
About that?
Take it. It's a bad shot. Go ahead. Be my guest. Yep. These numbers here, but he's done more podcasts than shots he's knocked down too. He's doing podcasts left. Now that's ridiculous. I will say that.
Agreed.
People blaming the podcast is a reason that he's struggling and running back to the hotel room after the game. I mean, we're going back to what's transpired over the years in sports. That has nothing to do with it.
Well, but he can dial it back with the podcast. So
they do it too many.
We don't need to hear one, you know, twice a day from you during the finals.
Okay.
I told you, I said this earlier in the week.
Well,
the guy can't wait to retire to go into media full time.
Yeah. But did you see what he did on the free throw line, too?
Oh,
I mean, his,
my God,
his
yes.
antics and shenanigans. He should be in foul trouble in every game.
Did they call anything plays, for that? So. I don't recall.
I don't think Foster got him for that one. As many fouls as points, more texts than threes, more turnovers than baskets. And he's averaging 5, 7, and 5. His props are intriguing, too. I mean, he's gone under in all three games. In terms of combined points, rebounds, and assists.
Yep.
Barely went over, I think it was in game 2 where he had 9 points. So he's not giving you anything, and he's going to be a big factor if they're going to keep this season, make this series as well. I don't have a lot of confidence in the guy. But it also comes down to how they officiate this. Are they going to call it tight? Because that definitely favors Boston.
I would agree. One more tweet here from Micah Adams, who's been on this show and the network a bunch. Really good numbers NBA guy. How bad was Draymond Green? We've had a sample size of 2,553 examples of a player logging at least 34 minutes in an NBA Finals game. He is the first to foul out with fewer than 5 points, rebounds, and assists. Arguably the least impactful game in Finals history. He's a starter, and he's out there playing that many minutes every single game. His point prop tonight is 7.5. You mentioned the threes.
Yep.
And will he have a double-double is plus 450. We've had one double-double in the series so far.
Can you believe that? I know.
That's it.
That's it. Tatum in game 1. He also has rabbit ears. I mean, he's worried about the fans. He's always playing, you know, telling them to bring it on and egging them on. That's bizarre behavior, too. So, again, if you don't get a great performance out of Curry, then where are you at? Because Clay's been hit or miss. These other guys are hit or miss. I don't expect much out of Poole. You could get a big game out of Wiggins. That could happen. A guy you might have confidence in.
Yeah, I kind of see that tonight.
But other than that, I mean, you're running out of guys here, running out of options. And your best player's hurt.
Yep.
And the guy who's been the best player in the series.
You know, out of desperation, I'm not going to be surprised if Kerr throws a Kuminga out there a little bit earlier tonight. Not in garbage time when it's a 15-point contest and the game's over with. Or maybe even somebody else deeper down to the bench just to throw Boston for a loop. Hey, what's this? You know, some energy. Didn't know that Kuminga was going to play tonight. Other player props tonight with the points.
Can I jump in? Why didn't Peyton get more minutes? Wasn't that strange to you?
I found that curious as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who knows?
What do you want to do with Grant Williams? He was 5.5 last game. He scored 10 points. Up to 6.5 now, most spots. Even money to go over.
Yeah, should go over. I like Time Lord under 7.5. He's hurt. I think it's a big ask. He gets 8 anyways. So they might watch his minutes, and he could get something. Again, they said it. If it's a regular season game, I'm not playing. So I would go Robert Williams under. I think I'll come back. I think you're right with Grant Williams over. You also see the most assists, props, and or points and assists, rebounds, what they have updated. Tatum's $8 now in the series.
For the most assists?
Yes.
You know how big his lead is?
No, I don't. Green's 5-1. But it's got to be, I would say, substantial with that price. Rebounds, Al's plus 140, so is Looney. Green's 3-1. Points, Curry is 1,500. Oh, Tatum and Brown, 10-1.
What's Clay?
For points?
Yeah.
25-1.
I don't think that's long enough. Yeah, no, he'd have to have 40 tonight, yes. And then Curry would have to have like 18. And the Celtics guys would have to really cool it for him to have a comeback like that. Curry is minus $15.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Averaging 31 in the series. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he. I don't know. I'm speculating here completely. But if he is again bothered tonight by the injury, and he throws up a clunker,
why would he lie though? Why would he say that? It feels similar to the injury when I missed 12 games in March. I mean, that's a big deal.
Well,
he's not a big guy.
Yeah.
This is a physical, grueling sport. And now the schedule kills him here. This is enormous that you're coming back and he just got hurt late in the game and you got to play Friday. And it's a guy who's 240 pounds and he lands on him.
Yep. Now, he did say originally after the game that it felt similar to the regular season injury against the Celtics, but he was going to be better this time around. That's what he said initially. But again, he did miss a bunch of games after that. Back to Draymond Green here for a second. He discussed his style of play and his performance so far in the finals.
That's who I am. You know, I'm always going to do whatever I can for my teammates. I think that's just my MO. That's who I've always been. In saying that, that doesn't excuse my play, you know, and how poorly I played last night. But, yeah, I mean, I'll continue to be that guy no matter what. You know, I try not to get caught up in all the stuff that happens around me or that, for that matter. But, yeah, I've always been that guy, and that won't change now.
You know, that guy used to actually be able to go out there and score some points.
What happened to the shot?
Oh, it's
was, yes.
It's totally broken.
Yeah.
It looks like Barkley's golf swing.
It does. Good analogy. He was a guy you had to worry about.
He
could give you 15 points on the regular.
He could.
Now it's, I'm not even going to bother guarding you.
And by the way, when that opens it up, in theory, for him to maybe even drive with the basketball a little bit, he's not even considering that.
Yeah.
I would say good for him. There was a spot early on in the previous game where I think it was on the left wing. He was open, and he has the ball. He thought about it, and he's like, yeah, I can't do this. So actually him not taking a three-point attempt is a much better idea, and it's more efficient for the Warriors than him ever taking a three-point attempt.
Yep. And we'll see the adjustments that that Boston makes as well. But again, they're so good defending the three, number one in the league.
Yeah.
So you take that away. If you limit Curry and the others, then good luck if you're Golden State about how you're going to score and how you're going to win a series.
I will say, we can't forget that Boston's been sloppy at home in the playoffs.
Yes.
They've been no great shakes. They've been better in bounce backs off of a loss and really good on the road where they can go and beat teams as well. And the Warriors, again, that is that history there. Does it get snapped here in the NBA Finals? It's not going to happen for a 27th consecutive time where they win a road playoff game? Because if Boston loses this game tonight, then what is the whole narrative going back to San Francisco for Game 5 on Monday night? It's going to be, Warriors win this game. It's 3-2. They're in control of the series. And they will be a favorite regardless going back home in Game 5.
Mm-hmm. How about the three props? More on the props. Brown, 2.5. He went over in the first quarter last game.
I think it was the first 4 minutes last time that he went over. He's playing so well. He deserves more credit than what he's getting. Did you see a combined three prop from those two as well?
No, they just have the Splash Brothers. Horford's 1.5, under 140.
I don't know about him.
I like him under.
Yeah.
Poole's a chucker. He's also 1.5. I can't. I mean, he's coming right in and shooting, so I can't play that under.
I was going to say, they might have to go to him by default because they're not getting enough offense from other guys.
But he can't defend, though.
No, I know that, that's going to have to be like the trade-off. Like, what do you do?
I know, that's the problem. There's so many guys that they have that can't. That's why I thought Peyton would get more minutes.
Me too.
But then again, he can't score either.
If they could be the same guy in one,
then
you'd really have something.
Right. That's why Boston's so good. Number one defense, historic defense. And then I'll tell you this, if Smart plays like that offensively, shut it down. I mean, if you're going to get that kind of production from him offensively, good night then.
I'll give you one more. If Robert Williams, I know what you're saying, if it was a regular season game, he wouldn't play. But if he can go out there and look like he's healthy tonight, they will win this game. That guy means so much defensively for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think, could Marcus Smart still win the MVP?
I don't know about that. Yeah. No, it can't, no. Because he didn't play in game one in the fourth quarter. The first 8 minutes, he was on the bench.
Yep.
He came back.
I don't disagree. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Win Some, Lose Some is up next. How about this story with the Phoenix Suns? Maybe this team should be in the NBA Finals.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Thought that game was going to overtime for sure. That's just get pucks on the net. You never know what'll happen. Just Turk and screen, Tampa wins. They can close it out Saturday. Exact score at Bet Rivers, 3-1, was 20-1. Scoreless at the end of the first period was +290. Favorites, 8-3 last night in baseball.
One dog cash, the Rockies plus 210. Of course they beat the Giants. Some of these streaks are ending right as we mention them. Rays Cardinals under from 7 down to 6.5. McClanahan does it again. What a performance. 8 innings, rock solid, about 9 strikeouts. Goldschmidt still, 45 in a row he's reached base.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I would say this. Look, it's a really good race in the American League. Today, I would have McClanahan as the favorite to win the Cy Young.
Concur. Yes. Great job. Can Vasgersian do this
again? If he
again?
Goes back-to-back and belly-to-belly.
Yeah. What was McClanahan when he gave him out? 40? Was he higher than Burns?
No, he was lower than Burns
was
last
he? Okay.
Year. Yeah.
That would
be
something. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Eclectic mix as always. You want to see these videos and these tweets. Crazy Bulldog today. This guy's got a ton of energy running around. Big fella, right? Here he's coming in your living room. Here he goes. Looking around. Getting a little tired. And here he comes.
Whoa.
Look at that face, right? He's coming in. He's playing with the bed, jumping up and down, full of energy. That's what our buddy Doug says, too. He's got a French Bulldog, Art. And he goes, he takes him to the park for 2 hours. The guy's Energizer Bunny nonstop. Here he's playing with
the mom. You bring it up every
mom.
Day. Just get one already.
Yeah, got to do that. I mean, that is something. I mean, they have a good time.
This is great. Hey,
this dog trying to help on the bike. Yeah, sure. He's got the puppy is sitting on the chest. And the person's biking, the dog's sitting there. Let me help.
We go in tandem here, Mom? Come on.
You ever do that? Have a dog where you hold them above the water in the pool and they do it?
Oh, yes, nonstop, yeah.
We had a chihuahua that used to do that. That would pretend to be swimming before it's in the water. Look at this. This dog gave birth. And that's like the picture's winking. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
Check that out. Look at that. They're just waiting for the thumbs up. Paws up. No problem.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
that's
wow.
Right. Yep. Dog had puppies and then posing with the puppies afterwards. That is good. And this is right out of Willy Wonka. Gambling 911 had this where a factory worker fell in the what do you call it? The bunch of M&Ms? The tub of M&M's?
Was it like a vault of chocolate?
Yeah. Is that the vat?
A tub?
Vault? Whatever you
call it. No, vault's not the right word. Tub?
Tub. Fell in. It's like Homer with the Duff beer when the truck knocks over and he's just sitting there. That's crazy what happened with the M&M's. That is nuts. Lose some of Logan Webb at home. The Giants had won 18 in a row regular season, and they were a 270 favorite, and they got beat. Oh, there it is. Rescue operators... Operation underway at a Pennsylvania M&M Mars factory. Two workers fell into a tank of chocolate and can't get out.
Well, it's a dream come true for every kid in the world.
It could be, yes. Yes. So we're finally getting to the bottom of what happened in Game 7 with the Suns and the Mavs. Why were they so bad? They were never in the game. They were down 40 in that game. They had a COVID outbreak. The Athletic Sam Amick reports 6 people on the team, including a player, tested positive. Some people are speculating it was Chris Paul.
Uh-huh.
Remember how bad he was? But then you also have did they follow protocols? And it was like, it's game 7. You can't miss, the hell with it.
Well,
I mean, there was 6 people.
So if we're talking about 6 people, coaches, players, speculation on Chris Paul, how are we finding out about the story, like, yesterday?
Yeah.
Today? They were eliminated from the playoffs how long ago?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
They also, remember you do the exit interviews? They did it on Zoom after the season.
Oh, that there you go. Another telltale sign.
Paul George missed the play-in game. LaVine missed some time. Breen and Van Gundy have missed time in the finals here. So that was just, I think it was just like, hey, it's game 7. The hell with it. Protocols be damned.
Well, here's the thing. If they announce that a bunch of guys had COVID, what is the league going to do? We're not pushing the game back, clearly.
Oh, sure.
The game
should
have to go on.
Oh, absolutely.
Show must go on. And
yep.
I mean, I guess that makes some sense because that was an all-time stink bomb and they were down by 30 at halftime.
Yep. Now it makes sense of what happened. Lose some. The Clapper. The Clapper's taken over for Drew Brees on NBC.
Oh, boy.
Number one, again, be careful. He was a quarterback and he was he's good. Of course he's going to be good in broadcasting. Okay. Oh. You saw what happened with Brees. Jason Garrett. No way.
This is the first time seeing this, and my immediate gut reaction is complete disappointment.
On the pregame. Yep.
They're settling for just junk now, and they have been forever. But what are we doing here? Jason Garrett's going to be an analyst? Who comes up with that idea? Because he was a coach of the Cowboys?
I don't see personality plus there either.
Play for the Cowboys, for 3 minutes in your life and you're set for good.
Yep.
Because you can do whatever you want. Jason Witten never had a soundbite ever in his life. Monday Night Football, here you go.
Mm-hmm. This was bizarre yesterday. They were teeing off in London. Shipnunk, who's doing the book on Phil Mickelson, was there. And he got escorted out by some goons at the press conference when he was talking to Mickelson. And then he kept the receipts and showed. He goes, if you can see it, the screen grab. He texts Greg Norman. Hey, a couple of your goons just threw me out. And Norman responds, thanks for letting me know. And he looks, Norman's standing right behind him. Norman's standing right behind Chipnuck when their security's throwing him out. But Norman's like, oh, I can't believe it. I'll get right on it. I can't believe they would treat you like this way. And he's treating you this way, and he's standing right behind him. That's crazy. Can't make this up. I texted him before someone sent me this video. I had no idea he was lurking behind me.
Chipnuck is the guy who wrote the book on Phil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's when he made the comments about their scary mothers. You know what? Bare feet living in a society. There you go. Guy says we were getting ready to take off, too. Look at this. Feet all the way up.
Do I have to?
Perched on the wall, barefoot. Incredible. One bad beat. Reds were $1.35. They had a 3-1 lead in the top of the ninth, and they blew it. And they got beat 5-4. Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more at betrivers.com.
Okay, so I would throw this actually into the win some category. Tweet from Talkin' Yanks. The Pinstripers scored 10-plus runs 6 times all of last year. After last night, they've done it 9 times already this season.
Ooh.
Katie Sharp came back over the top. Very good follow on Twitter, at KT Sharp. Through 57 games last year, the Yankees had scored 10-plus runs 1 time. Again, this year, 9 already. And so I know that you had Yankees run line. I've been in a wild funk with Major League Baseball, and I just... I had to do it.
Okay, yeah.
I had to do it, and I'm watching the game. It's 3-1, back-to-back-to-back home runs by Cole. I'm like, I had to do it, didn't I?
What happened? Gave up 5?
5 overall, 7 runs.
Terrible.
But gradually, they just kept coming back and coming back.
Never in doubt. That Braves run line, too. Coming right back with the Braves. Told you they were going to get hot also because the schedule is so easy. But that's 8 in a row for Atlanta, and they're playing the Pirates again today. And $1.10 on the run line.
You're going to go run line?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I would be a little hesitant just because this kid is going Contreras for the Pirates, who is a really big prospect. And we'll have numbers coming up on this in about 5 minutes or so. Numbers are really good so far. But I understand what you're saying. The Braves have just been... It was 3-1 yesterday, and Brubaker was actually pretty good.
I know.
He went 7 innings.
It wasn't bad.
But that team is now... Paul, get this. The Braves are minus in this in the neighborhood of minus 285 to make the playoffs.
Oh, you found that? Are
yes.
you kidding?
No.
Wow, the Giants lost again, yeah.
Minus 285, and I will throw this out there.
God.
The Phillies are plus 140. Winners again last night.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's something. Swept the Brewers.
Hey.
Cleveland.
You want some of this? Milwaukee's 4-1 to miss. You want to get nuts?
Not that nuts.
Yeah, okay.
Cleveland's 3 back. They won again. A's have lost 9 in a row and 12 of 13.
Could Cleveland do this in that division?
Yes, they could. Absolutely. White Sox again? Oh, boy, Tony. What is he doing?
So we have to play the audio from Tony La Russa. So we'll get to that coming up again in about 5 minutes as well.
But you wonder if there's maybe some problems there as well. I mean, they've been in a haze for 3 months. What
good
is
word.
The problem?
That's good description, Paulie. And when he walked Trey Turner with a 1-2 count yesterday, it's like, that's it. We're going to wash our hands of this. Because Max Muncy comes up to the plate, Oppo, 3-run shot, there's your ball game.
Stone and Benetti were so good. Like, what? What are you doing? What is it? I don't know.
Again, you'll hear from him. Yeah. I would say this.
Crazy.
The decision from La Russa to do that was a fireable offense. Bad enough. His comments after the game were 10 times worse. I don't know how it's not he should have been automatically canned by 6 o'clock last night. It was like a no-brainer.
The righteous indignation. Then you come and you double down. I mean, he's out of it. Beeson Summer Specials here, $39. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with great betting content. Golf major next week. Open Championship, middle of July. Adam Burke's daily best bets in MLB. Stanley Cup Finals coming up. If you want the full Beeson experience, daily best bet emails every host, every guest, every edition of Point Spread Weekly. The live video streams when you want it. $39 through July 31st. VSiN.com/summer.
I'll give you one more with today's Major League Baseball card. I was watching a game yesterday on the broadcast. They said it happened for the first time in all of Major League Baseball since May of last year. How is this even possible?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, we have you covered because Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCast that focus from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so to put a bow on this Tony La Russa story and give you the actual audio, here's a situation from yesterday. White Sox are at home to the Dodgers. They eventually lost 11-9, but they're in the top of the sixth inning, and they just kind of blew like a 5-0 lead, right? So Dodgers have the lead at 7-5. Freddie Freeman just singled in Gavin Lux. He's on second base. The count is 1-2 to Trey Turner. And Tony La Russa, skipper for the White Sox, says, you know what? We're going to put him on. We're going to put Trey Turner on first base and intentionally walk him with a 1-2 count. And people are stunned. The look on Freddie Freeman's face when he's on second is like, what is going on right now?
Benetti and Stone were so good. I mean, Benetti is just incredulous. The play-by-play guy.
Uh-huh.
And Stone's been one of the best color guys for a long time.
You know, for
I used to
decades.
Love, every day I would watch Harry Carey and Steve Stone. Stone would predict everything that was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Harry, one more slider here, and that just will about do it for this at-bat. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's shocking.
So Max Muncy comes to the plate. You guessed it. 3-run shot, and that goes 10-5 then at that point for the Dodgers. La Russa after the game the decision was bad enough. The comments here make it 10 times worse. It's a back and forth with a reporter talking about this walk of Trey Turner with a 1-2 count.
So let me ask you a question. Is there some question about whether that was a good move or not?
I guess at 1-2 is the question. At the count.
Do you know what he hits against left-hand pitching with 1-0-1 or two strikes? Do you know what he hits? Well, you know what Muncy hits with two strikes with against a left-hand pitcher? I mean, is that really a question? Because it was 1-2? Turner with a strike left against a left-hander is not something you can avoid if you can. And we had an open base, and Muncy happened to be the guy behind him, and that's a better matchup. Here again, somebody disagrees. That's the beauty of this game. Welcome to it. But that wasn't a tough call.
Was there a reason for waiting until 1-2, though? Not to
huh?
Was there a reason to not do it right away and wait till 1-2?
Well, that's when the pitch got away.
What? Is it?
I mean, honestly, some of the dumbest comments I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
Is that really a question?
Oh, my God.
So, Joe Sheehan, who was just great on Major League Baseball.
Tony, people are speechless. They can't believe it. People think it's a fireable offense, Tony.
Again, after those comments, to me, he's gone. He should have been fired. But Joe Sheehan, and this is funny, he goes, I feel silly even breaking this down, but Trey Turner, career versus lefties after a 1-2 count. 258, 310, 390 slash. The pitcher for the White Sox, career versus righties after a 1-2 count. 167, 286, 167. La Russa gave that up for Muncy, career versus lefties. 251, 365, 492. And the pitcher's numbers as well, way worse. It's not a... Yeah, so there you go. There are the numbers, Tony. There you go. That's what you're trying to justify your walk with at a 1-2 count.
I don't know what he's talking about, what number he's looking at. How dare you to the reporter?
How dare you? Is that even a question?
I can't believe it. Oh.
So I will say this, in terms of maybe put a betting spin on it, our buddy Dave Koken, who's been doing this for decades, and you know, you talked about this, I think, as recently as yesterday. In all sports, when a manager or coach gets fired...
Look at the Phillies.
Phillies taking off, right?
Yeah.
He tweeted out... He will absolutely be on the White Sox the day that Tony La Russa gets fired. They are a prime candidate to take off as soon as this guy is gone. Prime. I will not be stunned if they rattle off 10 out of 12 when he's gone.
Unacceptable. 30 games under 500. Come on. We're almost into July here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
So let me give you one more from a game that I'm watching yesterday, Paulie. I could not believe... I had to rewind it 3 times, no joke, to make sure I did not hear it incorrectly. I'm watching the end of the Rays-Cardinals game. Very good game. They're in the post game talking about what happened. So it was Michaelis versus McClanahan. Both guys went 8 innings yesterday. The broadcast crew for the Rays points out that it was the first time in 13 months since May of last year that two starting pitchers each lasted 8-plus innings in the same game. No joke. I'm like, there's no way that was accurate. Rewind.
Yeah, yes.
And then I sent out a tweet. I wanted to make sure I got it right. I was transcribing. I had to rewind it again.
Yeah.
What?
I know, that's wild. That's wild.
We know the game has changed. Like,
uh-huh.
You can't even, it's not even the same game at all, but wow, that I was floored by that. Floored!
Sure.
So.
What do you think today?
Well, we have some good matchups. We got some good pitchers on the mound.
They were supposed to be Peterson for the Mets.
Yep.
They're 6-0 when he starts, and every game's gone over. But now McGill's back, so he's supposed to start as the Mets continue this road trip. Great job by Ohtani. They finally broke the streak. Angels got to win, but we'll see how the Mets respond now after it didn't go well in San Diego when they're on a long road trip. And speaking of San Diego, Musgrove's going in there 9-1 when he starts. Oh, boy, but you got to play a price here. Number one, they're going against the Rockies and Cool, who's been awful, but 265 in some spots for the Padres at home.
Musgrove on the year, 1.64 with the ERA, almost 9 Ks per 9, very good outline numbers as well, underlying numbers. And yeah, it's a huge number here. The run line on this team is minus 115 on top of that. But again, you're going to get a Padres team at home, so you're not going to get the full 9 at-bats in theory. Could be a one-run win if you bet the run line. But the guy is, you know, one of the front runners to win this award now. And by the way, what happened yesterday with Corbin Burns again?
Mm-hmm.
Another off start. He threw a zillion pitches in, what, 4 1/3? He was not sharp. And so that's like back-to-back starts now for that guy. And that team is a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, now, you called that. At least you just can't trust them, and there's no way they should have been a $4 favorite to win the division.
Yeah.
William Hill put up some cool props yesterday.
Boy, this is great.
Aaron Judge against the field is up. Home runs. Judge is even money. You get everyone else, $1.30. You get the rest of the league. Will a Los Angeles Angel win the MVP? Yes, plus 225. No, minus 275.
Well, it's nights like last night where voters are in awe of Shohei Ohtani, rightfully so.
Threw a gem, hit a home run.
Uh-huh.
Will Judge win the MVP and the Yankees win the World Series? Yes, 12-1. There's a yes, no on that, too. No, 2400.
That's a great prop.
That is.
So the double dip there. Judge MVP, Yankees to win the World Series. I don't have a share of either one of those. Interesting. I wonder what the actual two-team parlay pays at this point. Maybe around the same number. I have to go back and do the math. And I would say this, if I do not have Aaron Judge to win the home run title either. If I did, at what was he probably before the season, 18-1, something like that? I would look at minus 130 on the field.
Should I bet Judge? Because I have all the other guys that are behind
him. I see, I got a bunch of other guys that are close. I don't have Judge.
I have Alvarez, I have Riley, I have Schwarber, Alonso.
You know what? Something to think about.
That's a good prop, though.
It's a really good prop.
Yep. I'm on the Braves. I know you were touting Contreras, but they're
I'm just pointing out that he's good.
8 in a row. All right. Phillies won 7 in a row. Brewers have lost 6 in a row. This A's outfit, Blackburn. Now, he was top in ROI. A couple losses now for Blackburn, and McKenzie's $1.60. This is something here. I mean, Ramirez hit another home run for this MVP talk.
Yeah.
And they came back. They were down. They won 8-4 and covered the run line. Again, the three back of the Twins. They're ahead of the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a fun ride with the Guardians.
I will give you a matchup today that just, it screams, and I don't like betting run lines, but it screams like this team's going to win 10-2.
Blue Jays?
Yes.
Yep.
It's Berríos going against Rodriguez. In his last start, Elvin Rodriguez, again, it was against the Yankees, 4 1/3, and they left him out there. 11 hits, 10 earned runs, 4 home runs. You know, it'll probably correct a little bit from that. But and also, I did break down Berríos in his overall numbers this year compared to his career. It's his lowest Ks per nine since his rookie season in 2016. His walks per nine are higher than any other year, but last year. More home runs per nine than any year but his rookie year. Highest ERA, highest FIP, close to his highest xFIP. So, like, almost every single number on Jose Berríos here now is basically a career worst.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, are we going to get some positive regression?
Yeah.
I would anticipate a little bit anyway.
Can I do the same thing with the Yankees? Severino's been good. I think Miley's going to have a tough go of it. This Yankee offense.
I could see that.
It's just, they're going to explode at some point, right? Yeah. Can Miley and the Cubs contain him and hold him down? And what are they going to manage off Severino? I mean, what are they, 41-16 now, this outfit?
Yeah. I looked at that one as well.
Yep. They're $1.15 on the run line today, the Yankees, at home against the Cubbies.
Mm-hmm. Reds and Cardinals. Cardinals with a loser yesterday. They're getting Castillo today. Looking at the overall like history of the players in the Cardinals against Castillo, Goldschmidt, Edmund, Bader, Arenado, all good numbers off Castillo. He's been tricky to figure out. Kind of off in his last start, but he was great against the Red Sox two starts ago. So, all right, go ahead.
Yep, first hour of Follow the Money presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, and 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Got to be 21. Offer not valid in all areas. Check out their house specials again today. Will the Splash Brothers hit both go over 4.5 threes? That's plus 440 for game 4 tonight. BetRivers.com for full offers, details, and rules. Up next, we'll get back to the NBA Finals. More props and break everything down coming up. Points in the paint again. Will it continue to go Boston's way like it did in game 3? Straight ahead, VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network. We'll be right back.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.